Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We are discussing different ways taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to enhance relationship with our family members, how to strengthen family ties. We spoke about visiting each other, we spoke about the aspect of spending on your relative and every now and again presenting gifts to them. This is a great source of enhancing love and strengthening the bond. We spoke of making dua for it, very, very important. And sometimes people complain that, you know, I try my best. I have a certain uncle, or I have an aunt, or I have a brother, or a cousin, or a nephew, an aunt, and I try, you know, to make the relationship work, but there's no effort from that side. They don't seem to be making any effort. I'm visiting, they're not visiting me. I'm inviting, they are not inviting me. It seems as if it is only one-sided. I'm the only one contributing towards the relationship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Uqbah Amir radiallahu ta'ala, when Uqbah asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best of these? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen Uqbah, a'ti man harabak, give to the one who deprives you. They don't invite you, you invite them. In Islam, there isn't a tit-for-tat, sort of an attitude. They're not, you know, making any effort, so I'm not going to do the effort. I've tried and I did whatever I could, whatever is in my capacity. This verse says, keep on doing it. أَعْطِ مَنْ حَرَهَا وَعْفُ عَنْ مَنْ ظَلَهَا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَسِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَ. And maintain family ties for the one who wishes to break those ties. So you're looking at the bigger picture. You're looking at how not only the relationship between you and that person, but you're looking at the relationship between your children and that person's children. So you're having a bigger picture in mind. Maybe you'll never be able to resolve the issues between yourself and that family member, but through your constant effort, Allah Ta'ala will allow the progenies to be united, inshallah.